Welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast with your host, Chris Anderson. In this show, Chris and his guests will share their knowledge and experience on how to go from zero to successful entrepreneur. They have built their businesses from scratch and are now ready to give back to those who are just starting. Let's get ready to learn, grow, and elevate our businesses. And now, your host, Chris Anderson.
Welcome back to another recording of the Elevate Media Podcast. I'm Chris Anderson, your host. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of morning and evening routine. Have you ever wondered why some people have an extra 6 hours, 8 hours in their day? They get way more done than you, and they just seem so much more efficient and productive, even with a busy life. So the secret lies really in the first 30 to 60 minutes of their morning and the last 30 to 60 minutes before they go to bed. We are going to be talking about morning and evening routines, their importance, some ideas you can take away for yours. If you're thinking about building out a good morning and evening routine, why to use these routines and things to avoid or watch out for as you're building these routines. So, you know, scientists say that the first hour of your day can dictate your success. So how is that? So here are some stats I'm going to read from an article from leaders.com. 92% of highly successful people have a solid morning routine. 88% of wealthy people dedicate at least 30 minutes daily to reading. And 63% of successful people set an alarm at night and wake up early. And these are just things that I want you to understand. The biggest part of this isn't necessarily getting up early. It's not necessarily meditating or reading or whatever action it is. It really comes down to the intentionality of improving something each day to, you know, making yourself disciplined every day. And the discipline part and an intentionality behind these actions are what sets people apart, right? Because the average person, you know, snoozes their alarm multiple times and, you know, binges Netflix before bed or is on their screen first thing in the morning. So like, that's what the average person does. But if you listen to this, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your business, you want to be different than the average person, you've got to do above average things. And that's why these morning and evening routines are important. It's not about the actions, the individual things you're doing themselves. It's the ability to create better habit, to create discipline, to create steadfast determination through these, right? And so that's why morning and evening routines are important. Now, I know you've probably heard Hormozy say that, you know, doing all that stuff is garbage, you know, waste of time because he, you know, gets up and he gets right into work. He's got a little bit more room to say that now. And back in the day, he might have been the same. But I think as we grow and get to new levels, our routines can change and look differently. But as we're trying to set out, improve more and to grow and to build, I think we have to have these routines to set us apart, to keep us disciplined, to help us continue to grow personally, because our personal development level dictates the height at which our business can go, right? I heard Chaz Wilson say that at an event just recently when I was in Nashville. He said, when you have dips in your business, ups and downs, the downs are because the business can only sustain at the level that your personal development is of the leader that's leading. So say you're a solo entrepreneur, your business is doing really good, have a really good, great time. And even if you have people like us on our team, you have it up and then all of a sudden it comes down a little bit. So that's on me as a leader. My personal development has only gotten to that point. I have to then elevate myself so we can sustain at that next level. And it really resonated with me. So remember, the success in your business can only be and sustain at the level that you are at personally. So if you're having some struggles, you need to really look internally. And what do I need to change about myself in my personal development to be able to sustain business at that next level? So that's why it's really important. So morning routines, obviously we hear a lot about them. We hear about highly successful people's morning routines. They seem outlandish. They seem crazy because they, you know, they have a little bit different lifestyle and abilities and funds and means to do it. So when you look at those, you need to just kind of pick things out of those that can fit your life and fit your, you know, wants and needs. And you don't want to try to copy them, you know, exactly the same because you don't have cooks and you don't have cleaners and you don't have all this stuff that these successful people have to help them. You can get to that level, absolutely. But you got to look at your life and where you are and what's practical and plausible for you to get done. And be intentional because you still want to get things done in the business and not use your routines as just a time filler. And then you don't get anything done. It's because I've seen that where people are like, oh yeah, I get up, I spend 5 hours You know, I work out, I read, I meditate, I visualize, I do this. And then by the time they get done, days hit, if they have kids or if they have other stuff, they don't get anything done in the business. And it's time for the night routine. So you got to be careful of that. So, you know, they say the early bird catches the worm. But what does an early bird's morning actually look like? So I'm going to go through some examples of celebrities, some successful people, and what they do, or some of their main pieces of their routines, not all of their routines. Again, because I don't want you to just copy someone's routine. So, you know, for example, Jennifer Aniston, she gets up early, 4:30, and she starts doing her morning rituals. This gives her quality time to herself. Oprah, a big one for her is meditation. She says it reduces stress, anxiety, and it helps improve her productivity, which I agree. I think, you know, to be grounded internally and remember what's going on can help with that. Oprah says she spends about 20 minutes in the morning doing meditation. Tim Ferriss, 4-hour work week, you might know this guy. He says one of his, which is interesting, one of his is accomplishing small goals, which I thought was really cool. You know, win the morning, win the day type of thing. So he says one of the things he does, which he doesn't want to do, is make the bed. It's that annoying task that's a small win because, you know, it makes you look better or it looks better. And then at night, it makes you feel better. So having small wins somehow. Richard Branson, you might know him. He actually spends time with his family, you know, which I was thinking because my boys get up at 10. That could be like the second half of my morning routine. Like I have a certain thing in the morning, then I do some like major work things, and then kind of like a second morning routine, I guess, spend time with them when they wake up. So this was like, it just kind of set your day off good. Jessica Alba, she worked out with friends. I think, you know, getting work out early is important because how many times have we said, oh, yeah, I'll work out later. I'll work out in the afternoon. Oh, the afternoon's gone by. Oh, yeah, I'll work out this evening. Oh, this evening's over. I need to go to bed. Okay, I'll get back on. And the cycle continues. So getting it done early, getting it done right off the bat, you know, you feel better, get it done. So you're improving your health. And it's like one of those kind of small wins, like Tim Ferriss said. So Mark Zuckerberg, love him or hate him, he gets rid of as many choices as he can, which is why he wears almost the same stuff every day. Get decision fatigue over the day. So if your morning is already set, maybe you have your clothes set out already, you don't have any options to choose from, you have everything set up. So in the morning, you just boom, you don't have to make a decision. It's just there. So you allow yourself or your decision fatigue doesn't happen as fast because you make it super simple and predetermined when you wake up. And another cool one, Steve Jobs, he would remind himself of his dreams and goals. So almost like visualization, things like that. Take a moment. Gratitude, I think, is huge. Just be grateful for another day. Be grateful for what you do have, where you're at, and to remember what you're working for. So these are all things you can implement in your morning routine. You don't have to do all of them. You can pick one to start and then compound on those as you get that down. But things you can do and you can do a lot of these like in tangent. You know, while you're working out, you could start stating things you're grateful for. So be creative with it. You don't have to have an hour for gratitude, an hour for working out. You know, do those in tandem. You can listen to an audiobook while you're working out. So like you can kill two birds with one stone type of thing. Sorry, Peter. Don't come in. It's just the same. But yeah, so those are some things. Try to think what works best for you. Implement those in your morning routine and find what fits best for you and what gets you in that flow state so you can get more done in the business and get to that next level quicker. And you know, we talk about morning routines a lot, but another big thing is evening routine and how these are super impactful and important for your success for the next day. Because think about it. If you end your day on a really good note, you know, you turn your TV off early and you write down some stuff. You plan your next day. Again, you go back to being grateful and you sleep really well because of that. It's going to be easier to wake up. It's going to be better because you're going to get rested to get up when you need to rather than you stay up super late playing a video game or binge watching Netflix or drinking or eating too late. Like then you're not going to sleep well. It's going to set you off the next day on a bad note. You're gonna feel bad, you're gonna be rested, and it just spiral out. So success actually comes the night before in these morning routines in the evening. So again, you know, you could, like I mentioned, turning screens off at a certain time to be able to detox from all that screen time. Sitting down and reading and maybe journal some things. Get it out of your head onto paper. So because your mind brain at least go on 24/7. So if you can calm it down, get it all out there, you don't have to stress and think about it and then plan the next day. So it's all out there and you can kind of like breathe and let it go, sleep better to get up the next day. So let me know if you've been listening to this, watching this on YouTube. Let me know in the comments below what are some of your routines that help you get in that flow state, be successful, level up. If you're listening on audio only, go let me know on Instagram at chris.t.anderson. Send me a message. I'd love to hear your routines and how it works for you. Maybe it's something no one's ever heard of, That's just a really cool thing. Love to hear it. Send me a message there. But regardless, you know, you've gotten some ideas from successful people. We've heard about the importance of it, you know, the science behind it. Now, how do you create a routine that's uniquely yours and actually stick to it? So again, this goes back to picking one or two things and starting to implement those right away. Now, don't try to eat the elephant all at once if you have trouble doing that. Like if you're getting up at 10 a.m., don't try to get up at 5 a.m. the next day. You know, you've got to work into that. So maybe go to bed or start your routine in the evening an hour earlier. You know, end the TV an hour earlier. Get that stuff. Implement one thing. Maybe it's just writing down everything on your mind. Boom, just write it down. Sleep. Get up 30 minutes early. It can start small. Start small with what you're doing so you actually do it, and that will compound on each other. Okay? Don't do it all at once. Overwhelm yourself. You will overwhelm yourself. You'll get discouraged, just like these New Year's resolution people do. Just small things over time will add up. Okay? So that's how you got to start. Pick a couple things, implement one or two, start small, give yourself grace, don't overwhelm yourself, and it can customize that. You go, like, you know, I don't see a benefit with this or this. I'm going to not do this. I'm going to do this instead, or I'm going to combine these two things together, whatever it is. Maybe it's a warm bath. You listen to an audiobook at night to kind of wind down. Whatever it is, you can combine, customize, and form your perfect morning and evening routine. It doesn't have to be like anybody else. So don't try to copy someone else. If they're not you, they don't have the same, you know, DNA. They don't have the same anything. So build it around what works for you, your family, your lifestyle, and start to implement it slowly. So again, morning and evening routines are a crucial part of success, but you have to be intentional with it. You can't spend all your morning until lunch in your 6-hour morning routine, and you can't spend, you know, 4 hours in the evening. I mean, I guess you could, but then you have very little time to actually build it. So don't use it as like a cover just so you don't have to do business tasks and scrub. Condense it as little as you can. That's still beneficial. Work done so you can grow your business, enjoy your life, wind down successfully, and do it again. And you start to enjoy it all. That harmony is there. It is important to have it. You're going to build discipline. You're going to learn to build habits. You're going to learn to celebrate the really small wins and start having more small wins with it. And your health should change. If you're doing right, your health should get better. You're going to get more rest. You're going to start working out. You're going to get your mind right. And it's just super valuable if you want to elevate your life and business. But for this episode, that's it. I hope you can take something from this. I hope it got your wheels grinding up there to think about how you can implement a morning and evening routine that benefits you. And just remember, start small. But until next time, continue to elevate your life, elevate your brand, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Media Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. See you in the next episode.